Chapter 7 Cold Fury. The three dark dragons were outside of the barn when Adara returned, feasting on the burned and blackened carcasses of her father's stock. One of the dragon riders was standing near them, leaning on his lance and prodding his dragon from time to time. He looked up when the cold gust of wind came shrieking across the fields and shouted something and sprinted for the black dragon. The beast tore a last hunk of meat from her father's horse, swallowed, and rose reluctantly into the air. The rider flailed his whip. Adara saw the door of the farmhouse burst open. The other two riders rushed out and ran for their dragons. The black dragon roared, and its fire came blazing up at them. Adara felt the searing of heat, and a shudder went through the ice dragon as the flames played along its belly. Then it craned its long neck around and fixed its baleful, empty eyes upon the enemy and opened its frost-rimmed jaws. Out from among its icy teeth, its breath came streaming, and that breath was pale and cold. It touched the left wing of the coal-black dragon beneath them, and the dark beast gave a shrill cry of pain, and when it beat its wings again, the frost-covered wing broke in two. Dragon and dragon rider began to fall. The ice dragon breathed again. They were frozen and dead before they hit the ground. The rust-colored dragon was flying at them, and the dragon the color of blood with its bare-chested rider. Adara's ears were filled with their angry roaring, and she could feel their hot breath around her and see the air shimmering with heat and smell the stink of sulfur. Two long swords of fire crossed in midair, but neither touched the ice dragon, though it shriveled in the heat, and water flew from it like rain whenever it beat its wings. The blood-colored dragon flew too close, and the breath of the ice dragon blasted the rider. His bare chest turned blue before Adara's eyes, and moisture condensed on him in an instant, covering him with frost. He screamed and died and fell from his mount, though his harness had remained behind, frozen to the neck of his dragon. The ice dragon closed on it, wings screaming the secret song of winter, and a blast of flame met a blast of cold. The ice dragon shuddered once again and twisted away, dripping. The other dragon died. But the last dragon rider was behind them now, the enemy in full armor on the dragon whose scales were the brown of rust. Adara screamed, and even as she did, the fire enveloped the ice dragon's wing. The fire was gone in less than an instant, but the wing was gone with it, melted, destroyed. The ice dragon seemed very small now, very broken. Its long neck sank wearily to the ground, and its head rested amid the wheat. The enemy dragon rider came swooping in, roaring with triumph. The dragon's eyes burned. The man flourished his lance and shouted. The ice dragon painfully raised its head once more and made the only sound that Adara ever heard it make, a terrible, thin cry full of melancholy, like the sound the north wind makes when it moves around the towers and battlements of the white castle that stands empty in the land of always winter. When the cry had faded, the ice dragon sent cold into the world one final time, a long, smoking, blue-white stream of cold that was full of snow and stillness and the end of all living things. The dragon rider flew right into it, still brandishing whip and lance. Adara watched him crash. Then she was running. Away from the fields, back to the house and her family within, running as fast as she could, running and panting and crying all the while, like a 7-year-old. Adara did not know what to do, but she found Terry, whose tears had dried by then, and they freed Jeff and then untied their father. Terry nursed him and cleaned out his wounds. When his eyes opened and he saw Adara, he smiled. She hugged him very hard and cried for him. By night, he said he was fit enough to travel. They crept away under cover of darkness and took the King's Road south. Her family asked no questions then, in those hours of darkness and fear. But later, when they were safe in the south, there were questions endlessly. Adara gave them the best answers she could, but none of them ever believed her, except for Jeff, and he grew out of it when he got older. She was only 7, after all, and she did not understand that ice dragons are never seen in summer and cannot be tamed nor ridden. Besides, when they left the house that night, There was no ice dragon to be seen, only the huge dark corpses of three war dragons and the smaller bodies of three dragon riders in black and orange, and a pond that had never been there before, a small, quiet pool where the water was very cold. They had walked around it, carefully, headed towards the road.